Hello out there. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, where I'm your host every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tanisha Langley, education enthusiast, thought leader, and founder of Enrichment Strategist Services and Education Consulting Business. Connect with me on my bit.ly, which is bit.ly/MyTanisha. And the reason being is because I am an instructor on that particular platform. I already have products and services over there, and I will be uploading some of the resources from the show over there. So let me give that to you again, how you can connect with me. And you can connect with me over there as well. So it is bit.ly/MyTanitia, which is bit.ly/MyTanisha. Okay? So that's where you can find free resources from the show and some of my products and services around K-12 consulting and personal development coaching. Okay? So I'm excited to partner with you, dedicated to the heart of our community, which is what, you know what I'm getting ready to say, built on education. I'm the host, but you and the community mean the most. I would love for you to share your suggestions of what you would love to get more information related to K-12 education. So please email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Again, you can stay connected with us. Email us your show topics, ideas, feedback. I would love to engage with you guys at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. As a former classroom teacher and current education consultant and coach, my goal is to use this platform as an unbiased show to educate and provide information as it pertains to educating our future. My partnership with the community of Realizing Your Potential TV Network is to close the gap of the school-to-prison pipeline with tenacity, grit, and grind while providing hope. Before we get into our topic today, let's get warmed up with this is How's Your Brain Game to show critical thinking skills with some thought provokers around our topic for today's episode. So we're going to talk about some thought provokers around celebrating milestones and embracing lessons for a new season in K-12. Before we get into our topic that I just stated, let's get warmed up with showing some gratitude, okay? I just want to take a moment to speak sincerely from my heart to every single one of you who tuned in, listened, shared an episode, spoke with me to acknowledge your enjoyment of the show, or simply sent words of encouragement. I want to say thank you, guys. This first season of Let's Talk K-12 Education has been nothing short of amazing. And it's simply because of you, our loyal listeners and viewers. We have grown exponentially in our audience's listenership. So woohoo! Your support has truly fueled this show. Every time you tune in, every conversation you spark outside of the space, it mattered. It let me know that the vision for this platform to inspire, to challenge, and to celebrate education is not just needed, but welcomed. You made season one so special, and this is just the beginning. We're building something real, something meaningful, and something that will continue to grow because of the passion we share for making education better for every student, every family, and every educator. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for believing in this mission, for showing up, and for making this community what it is. I cannot wait for a brand new season, bigger, bolder, and even more impactful. But however, until then, stay inspired, stay passionate, and as always, let's keep talking K-12 education, because we're still going to be doing it plenty over the summer. Still going to have my emails open if you happen to send your topic ideas or suggestions, okay? So before we dive into today's exciting conversation, I just want to pause to say thank you once again to each and every one of you, our incredible listening and viewing audience, which has grown leaps and bounds since the first episode. Your energy and your passion for education have fueled this show all season long, and I'm truly grateful you chose to take this journey with us. Now, as we wrap up this season and turn the page toward new possibilities, I want to open today's show with a few powerful thought starters as we explore celebrating milestones, embracing lessons, and chartering our bold next chapter in K-12. I invite you to reflect on these types of questions. What moments this year truly made you proud to be part of the K-12 community? Now, I want you to close your eyes, guys, because I see you. And I really want you to take a deep pause, because it's safe to say that there's lots of noise, lots of distractions, and unfortunately, some unsavory news around the educational landscape these days, right? We know it. I know it. You know it. I'm not an ostrich. I don't bury my head in the sand. But I just simply choose to focus on the progress. I focus on the possibilities. I focus on the wins that are probabilities. So I'm going to go back after we did a lot of hand holding the last episode or the episode before then. But this time I'm going to hold your hand. But guess what else? I'm going to hold you guys accountable because, again, let me remind you, during this first season of the Let's Talk K-12 show, as well as the closing pretty much of this school year, okay? What moments this year truly made you proud to be a part of the K-12 community, a part of this show, a part of tuning in with your time to listen to the show? What made you proud to be a part of it? Here's another thought provoker. What lesson stretched you the most as an educator, leader, or learner? If you could shape the future of education with one bold move, what would it be? I want you guys, I'm gonna put out a call to action again. You know, I am infamous for putting out calls to action. So I not only just hold your hand throughout the episodes, I hold you all accountable, okay? Let's carry those reflections with us as we celebrate, learn, and boldly envision what's next together. So here's some more thought provokers for celebrating milestones and embracing lessons for a new season in K-12, okay? So beyond the surface, okay? So we're going beyond the surface now. What wins this year might be less obvious, but hold significant long-term impact for students or the educational community. So that means maybe it wasn't the shiniest object out there. Maybe it didn't get a lot of conversation or buzz. Maybe you didn't see it. Maybe you didn't hear it in the headlines. But what was it, that thing, that trend, that initiative, that educator, that teacher assistant, that student, that pre-service teacher, that school building leader, that community stakeholder, something significant that a student in your community, whether they are in your household or whether you've seen them in the news or in the community, what was something that was impactful? Okay. How can we capture the essence of this year's bright spots and integrate them into our ongoing practices for lasting improvement? Here's a question around student voice and success. How can we actively involve students in identifying and celebrating their own milestones and the collective achievements of their school community? Now, you all have heard me a couple of episodes back might not have been too far back, to state, I am a reading interventionist, and I have a contract where I am providing literacy-based instructional strategies for some 3-5 friends. And one of the things that I was able to identify very quickly that I did when I was a classroom teacher, that I'm not sure sometimes that these teachers understand the power and significance and impact that this holds. As it pertains to a student's data, their reading scores, their assessment scores, their common formative assessments, their district common assessments, their check-ins, math or reading, any of those, science, social studies, whatever they do in your area, in your school, I want you to take a minute to say, did you take the time to go over that data with them? Did you discuss it with them? Did you compare their data from the last assessment to the new assessment? Did you help them make a goal of how many points they would like to grow? Did you discuss with them and help guide them through how to take at least 1 to 2 actionable steps so that they're able to meet or exceed their goal? Very important, ladies and gentlemen, and K-12 community, and the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network. It is huge, huge, huge important, okay? So, for embracing lessons, systemic versus individual lessons, which lessons point to the need for broader systemic changes rather than just individual adjustments? The urgency of now, which lessons learned highlight the most pressing needs in K-12 education that demand immediate attention in the coming year? Okay. Sharing the burden of learning. How can we create a culture where it's safe and encouraged for educators, students, and families to openly share their lessons learned? So I don't usually get on a political rah-rah about things, but just from that reflective thought provoker, I cannot begin to tell you, Let's Talk K-12 community, how often in some of the educator groups that I am seeing that some educators feel less supported and often attacked, not always, a lot of times by their administrators, which are their principals or assistant principals or instructional leads or curriculum leads, whichever they have utilized in their buildings. Sometimes it's by colleagues. Sometimes it's by their fellow grade level teachers. So it is just like a child, a student, a K-12 friend needs to feel nurtured and supported in their environment. It is uberly and very much a necessity for those educators in your educational environments to feel the exact same thing. Lots and lots of milestones and goals and student outcomes as well as educator outcomes are met when those environments, those conducive learning environments are created. And if you hear the passion and purpose in my voice, ladies and gentlemen, and the Let's Talk K-12 community, honey, you hear it right, okay? Because I'm very passionate about that. I've seen it when it utilized effectively. I've been in those environments, and the positive impact that it causes, the conducive learning environments, and the benefits. Everyone benefits from those conducive learning environments where the culture is rich and everybody is gaining something, from the principal to the bus driver, to the cafeteria worker, to the custodian, to the teachers, to the students. To the students, it'll spill over into their families, and from the families, it'll spill over into your community. So it is vital. It is key. Okay. All right. I'm moving on. Okay. I hear you. for charting our bold next chapter. Centering student agency. How can we empower students? And remember, we're still talking about celebrating milestones and embracing lessons for a new season, because this has been a phenomenal first season for the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network. It's been phenomenal. It's been amazing. The numbers have grown exponentially. Everything is holding steady. And I'm excited for the new chapter. So we are wrapping up a new season. You know, we're getting ready to head into our new fall season, but we're still going to be rocking and rolling, shaking and baking. So don't go anywhere for the summer, guys. You know, if you're at the beach and you don't have anything to do, still tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be here, okay? So how can we empower students to have a greater voice as we're celebrating milestones and embracing lessons for a new season in K-12? How can we empower students to have a greater voice and role in shaping their own learning experiences and the future of their education? I just share with you my experience as a reading interventionist in a 3-5 setting in the school district that I used to teach full-time in. With this contract that I have, it is huge important to include them. I think Benjamin Franklin says, teach me is one thing, but when you involve me in the process, then I'm telling you, things grow leaps and bounds. They grow, you grow, because you're not just telling them something. You are making them a part of the equation. Remember, the equation is you got something on the left and something on the right, and then you have this equal sign, and they should balance out, okay? I don't do math. Can you tell by my language? But don't judge. Remember what they say, we listen and we don't judge. Okay, so we are reimagining the what and how. Are our traditional definitions of learning and our established pedagogical approaches still fit for the 21st century? Y'all don't get me going on that one. Woo-hoo-hoo. What needs radical reimagining? The role of community. How can we leverage partnerships with the wider community, businesses, organizations, families, to create a more robust and supportive ecosystem for K-12 education's future? Okay, so those are just some thought provokers around our celebrating milestones and embracing lessons for a new season in K-12, for our first season in the Let's Talk K-12 show on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, as we get ready to have a ball for the summer, as we get ready to gear up for the new season. So just having a grand time with you all as I usually do. So here's a show quote for today. The end of one school year is not just a finish line, it's the launch pad for the next. Let's celebrate how far we've climbed, learn from the terrain we've crossed, and together map a bolder, more equitable path forward for every student. And that is from Dr. Avis Williams, which is the superintendent of Selma City Schools. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Avis, for that wonderful, wonderful quote. It encompasses the show today for celebrating milestones and embracing lessons for a new season in K-12 and celebrating a successful new first season for the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show. And as we wrap up a 24-25 school year, I'm so excited, guys. So, so, so excited. So listen. Welcome, educators, leaders, and passionate advocates for K-12. You've tuned into Let's Talk K-12 Education, where we dive deep into the heart of what matters most in our schools. And today is celebrating milestones and empowering lessons for a new season in K-12. And here's to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education. Again, I'm Tanisha Langley, your host, your K-12 content thought leader, education enthusiast, and passionate advocate for all things purpose-driven in education. So let's start. Let's get into the show, guys. The unbreakable spirit of educational ecosystem. Let's begin by acknowledging the sheer tenacity and adaptability that has defined our entire educational ecosystem. Our incredible educators have continued to navigate uncharted waters with remarkable agility, seamlessly integrating new technologies, prioritizing the crucial well-being of their students, and tailoring learning experiences with an unprecedented level of personalization. Their dedication has been nothing short of heroic. And let's not forget our remarkable students who have demonstrated extraordinary grit and resilience. They've balanced the demands of academics with personal growth and the complexities of a changing world, facing uncertainty with inspiring courage and a persistent desire to learn. So, with that being said, guys, we can pretty much say, I think that most of the districts across our country are pretty much rebounding from the effects of the pandemic. Not saying that we're completely out of the woods. I'm definitely not naive. We're not out of the woods, but I think that most districts are seeing some gains, and people are, and the educational system, our heroes. And we got to say, when we say heroes, we got to say that it's not just for the curriculum people and the teachers and the administrators and the principals, assistant principals, and the teachers. We're talking about, it's a village. It is a whole tribe that's pulling together to say, doggone it, we're not going to continue to say the pandemic has us whipped. We are gaining our footing and we are gaining ground, okay? We also celebrate the unwavering support of our families and communities whose partnership has been instrumental in navigating the challenges and amplifying the successes of this year. We're going to talk about some tangible growth and flourishing achievements. Now, let's shine a light on some tangible areas of progress. We've seen encouraging academic recovery and significant growth in key areas. So, for instance, many districts have reported exciting increases in early literacy rates, fueled by the dedicated implementation of evidence-based phonics curricula. I know a little bit about it, but just enough to be, you know, just enough to be dangerous, guys. We've also witnessed a surge in engagement and achievement in STEM fields, with thriving robotics clubs, coding academies, and science competitions sparking a passion for innovation in our students. Crucially, the focused efforts of tutoring and intensive intervention programs are beginning to yield promising results, demonstrating narrowing learning gaps and providing crucial support to students who need it most. So, and I just explained that I'm a part of one of those systems by coming in with area of expertise and zone of genius around literacy, elevating literacy expectations and outcomes. And my students have been showing growth. In fact, when I go to school next week, they just took a check-in. I'm hoping that my 3-5 friends really met their goals that they set for themselves. And I've been able to witness that they've been following their action steps that they set for themselves pretty good to the T. So hoping to hear some pretty good news. I'm excited about it, actually. So let's acknowledge the tireless educators and support staff making this vital work happen. So there's a spark of innovation in how we learn. This year has also been a hotbed of exciting innovation in our learning models. We've seen a powerful embrace of project-based learning, which is one of my favorites, empowering students to become active creators and problem solvers, the thoughtful integration of AI-assisted tutoring tools is providing personalized support in new and dynamic ways. Now, I know the term AI gets some of us up in a roar. It's very uncomfortable and sometimes downright scary for some of us. But in one of the episodes that I shared before, I went on and let the cat out the bag to say, you've been exposed to AI in your cars, in on your phones and some of the innovative tools that you've used in your homes, you just didn't know that you were exposed to AI. And so we're doing it in the educational systems as well. So listen, before we head out of here for this first season, as we get ready to, because we're still going to still be in the mix, so I want you to still continue to tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But let me give you guys some treats before we get ready to head out of here. As we get ready to try to prepare for end of grade tests, end of course tests, or any high stakes testing that your school or district may administer or execute most of the times late May, 1st of June. So let me give you guys some resources, okay? You ready? All right, let's go. For educators, what I want you guys to do is practice test-taking strategies. Explicitly teach students effective test-taking strategies such as reading questions carefully, eliminating incorrect answer choices, managing time effectively, and using any allowed tools that are applicable, like calculators or anything that your administrators or your testing administrators say is applicable for you to use, okay? And then not just show them and tell them about it, but go through, walk through the process and show them how to effectively use them when they're in a time crunch, okay? Conduct practice tests and quizzes. Simulate the testing environment by administering practice tests or quizzes that mirror the format and time constraints of the actual EOG or EOC. And I got tons of more that I could share, but I'm running out of time. I want to make sure I give everybody some. All right, for students, actively participate in review. Engage actively in classroom review sessions. Ask questions when you don't understand something. Utilize study guides and notes. Review study guides provided by your teachers and your own notes taken throughout the year. Practice with release items. Work through released EOG and EOC questions to become familiar with the test format and types of questions that are asked. Okay? Get adequate rest and nutrition. Ensure you get enough sleep the night before the test or even during this EOG, EOC, or whatever you guys call your end of the year high stakes testing for the state. Make sure that you're doing it now because this preparation time can be a little bit intense. I remember doing that as a classroom teacher and now as an education consultant and coach and remediation literacy interventionist. Okay? Utilize online tutorials. If your tests are online, take advantage of any available online assessment tutorials to familiarize yourself with the testing platform. For families, create a supportive study environment. Provide a quiet and comfortable space for your child to study at home. Please, 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 parents and families, encourage and support home review. Help your child review their notes, study guides, and practice materials in the weeks leading up to the test, starting now, starting yesterday, because the school year is winding down. Reduce stress and anxiety. Talk to your child about their feelings and about the test and offer reassurance and encouragement. Avoid putting excessive pressure on them, families. I know you want them to exceed, but just be very mindful that they have a lot on their plates during this time of the year, okay? So before we get ready to get out of here for this first season that we're getting ready to, a successful first season, I want to say, here's my thought leadership as an education enthusiast, consultant, and coach. Here's my closing reflection with a warm and hopeful message that includes families alongside educators, maintaining my authentic voice. So what a season it's been. As we officially close out this first season of Let's Talk K-12 Education, I want to pause and say thank you. Thank you for tuning in and for engaging and for believing in the power of transformation through education. You are the heartbeat behind this work, and this season's success belongs just as much to you as it does to the stories and the lessons we've shared. Now, as we talk about closing this school year strong, here's the truth. Strength isn't just about how you finish. It's about how you reflect, refocus, and reignite for what's ahead. Celebrate the wins, capture the lessons, create your next move, your plan, invest in your recharge, and stay connected to purpose. Remember why you started. Let's carry forward the spirit of innovation, reflection, and relentless hope that this season of the show was built on. Let's keep championing students, supporting each other, and reimagining what's possible in K-12 education. I can promise you this, we are just getting started. Season 2 of Let's Talk K-12 Education returns in August, bigger, bolder, and even more committed to making an impact. And I can't wait to continue the journey with you. Until then, stay inspired, stay empowered, and stay connected to the show this summer. Every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And stay excited about the difference you make every single day. Education is the gateway to everything. Let's keep building the future together. Every ending is a new beginning. As we close this chapter, let's choose to step into the next with courage, creativity, and a deep belief in the power of education to change lives, starting in our own communities. I want to thank you so very much for joining us on the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network. We're grateful for your time, insights, and dedication to exploring what truly matters and makes a difference in the lives of our students, educators, and communities. Your commitment to understanding and advancing K-12 education is what drives meaningful change. Together, we're shaping the future of education, one episode, one conversation at a time. Wishing you continued success and inspiration as we break the school-to-prison pipeline for every learner together. This is Tanisha Langley, your educational enthusiast, K-12 content thought leader, and show host for Let's Talk K-12 Education on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, where you can find us here even during the summer, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we're empowered through education, and we look to see you with our new content in August. But still, tune in every Tuesday during the summer and remember the nuggets that we're given as we talk about celebrating milestones and embracing lessons for a new season in K-12. Kick back, have a great summer, and toodles for now. See you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, same space, and same channel.